This Deadly Choices Radio podcast is sponsored by Deadly Choices. A deadly choice is a healthy choice.
You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio. Live from the West End kiosk, it's Dan Rennie with special guest co-host Petro Sevenaceva.
Yeah, g'day. Welcome to DC Radio. We are live from the 4AAA kiosk down here on Boundary Street, West End, a beautiful part of town here in the lovely West End. And, of course, before we get started, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where we are broadcasting from right here. And, of course, pay respects to elders past and present. My name's Dan Rennie, in for Elijah this week, and nice to be out and about in the, as I say, the amazing, beautiful West End suburb. And we're talking DC, everything DC radio, and of course Deadly Choices are all about making deadly choices and healthy choices, and especially at these times, protecting yourself and your family, eating healthy, remaining active in body and mind, resisting the temptation to take up smoking, or making the right steps to quit smoking for you and your family. Well, my first guest up today, you heard Petro Sevenaceva in the intro. We're going to be yarning with the big fella very shortly, but I've called in another big fella, Jarrell. Yeah,
the big guns. The big, you would say
you got the guns out. Today.
Yeah, look. To be honest, ladies, how are you? It's just what we do down here in West End.
Now, I hear you've actually been working today, Jarrell.
Oh, look, I'm dabbling.
You're dabbling. Yeah.
Look, I've got a lot of time on my hands lately, and as you know, I'm the co-host of Drive.
Yeah, all the heavy lifting you do as well.
Yep, all the heavy lifting on that. So I've got a bit of OCD, so I need to keep busy. So I've been helping out a mate here and there, and actually today I did a little bit for my son's nursery. So as well, early this morning. So, yeah, we'll talk about that on Drive today.
Yeah, we don't want to give everything away. I don't want to steal all your content.
Yeah, don't steal my content, mate, because, you know, it takes me all day to get content.
I know. So. And, you know, stop lying, Jarrell. You've been watching The Block and you've started to get itchy, haven't you?
Oh, The Block, you know, never. I'll never do it. From going what happened today, I'll talk about it on Drive, but I'll never do it.
All right, well, look, we're going to talk about some amazing events for Deadly Choices coming up, which, of course, the Junior Murray Carnival. Did you ever get to play in America?
No, I didn't, mate, actually, because
you started early for the under-20s and then straight into Broncos.
Pretty strict rules as well, even with the Corey knockout as well, like, you know, going down there.
Yeah.
Strict rules about the Bronx never letting you play. They wouldn't let us play.
I've seen some of the boys sneak in there.
Yeah, I know, and that's that's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
But here,
what
I'm
if
goody,
you get busted, are you?
Goody old two-shoes Jarrell.
Yeah.
You know, probably if I was playing now, I'd probably be a bit too gone, but I probably would have done it if I but you know, when you're coming through, you just want to play by the rules.
Yep.
You don't want to get anyone angry at the Broncos. So, yeah, look, it's a great carnival. I've been privileged to be there a few times now, and last couple of years I actually did some stuff with Deadly Choices appearances there, and really enjoyed that. But it's a great spectacle.
It's one of the toughest footy games I've ever seen, and I know that goes for the mob down south as well. It's tough footy.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit like Origin. It's like mate versus mate, isn't it? Like everyone knows each other, but you don't care. You want to win. You want to bash each other.
Yes.
So you go out there and give it all. And look, there's some skillful players who play in those games too. So it's not all just hardheads. There's some actually very skillful footy players that get in there. And look, if you're a scout, I'd definitely get down there. If you're an agent, I'd get down there because pure natural talent is born at the Murray and the Corey knockouts.
Yep. Now, as a forward, and I'm going to hit Petro up about this a little bit later, but some of the big boppers and some of the contact that you see in the Murray Carnival as well is just out of this world.
Well, I can say this, Dan.
You're glad you didn't play.
When you play professionally, you have this physique that you've just been given, muscles. I'll tell you what, these boys here, they work 9 to 5. All they want to do is jam, and it's that's all they want to do. You tactically, you go out and play in the NRL, and you pick your times, right? You know, you pick your times. You don't go out there and whack everyone. This is a free for all.
Yeah.
You just get absolutely strawberry jam.
Whack
every
or be
whacked. Yeah, yeah. 100%. And if you're running soft, good luck to you. Yeah. Don't bother 100, playing.
100. You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio. We are live, and we thought it was a great idea to do a live DC radio down here, especially at the kiosk where much has been happening. You'll see the artwork around us here evolving every single day.
I'll tell you what, in the last month and a half, Dan, you've been down here helping out as well. It's really taken on its own, and you've made it feel comfortable again, I would say, down here at the kiosk here at West End. And look, if you're around, everyone, come down and have a look. You feel comfortable.
You feel good. It's a feel-good space.
It is.
Now, speaking of the Junior Murray Carnival, if your kids are aged 5 to 12, want to finish off the Christmas holiday playing footy, register now to be a part of this year's Junior Murray Carnival, January 18, 19 at Redcliffe's Dolphin Oval. Petros knows all too well about that. We'll hit him up about Redcliffe. You played there?
I've played against Redcliffe, if that's what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
not when you're the opposition. I actually hated Redcliffe as a team.
Yeah, yeah.
They were one of those sides they always had good players.
Always.
They always had really good forwards who were, you know, like Pet, big, just massive. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, playing for Norse, it was an enjoyable day going out there, especially before the Renos. That field could gather some mud after the rain, I tell you that.
Well,
much.
What about Bashaw Park? That wasn't a nice place to go either.
Well, the namesake of it is there for a reason. I do remember getting a story told to me about Big Fonda Matassa playing out there. Very aggressive man, but one day he got clean knocked out. They thought he had died.
Stop it.
And got in the ambulance, kicked the ambulance door back open, and ran back out
Popped
on the
out.
Field. So now every time the boys get injured at footy, we call them Fonders because it's not a real injury. Get back up.
Get out there and kick the ambulance door down and get out there. Look, of course, it's deadly and it's free, bringing together a huge mob of little people in a safe and healthy environment. And make sure your kids get their health checks up to date and register now. Be deadly. Junior Murray Carnival, 18th and 19th. Go to deadlychoices.com.au to register. We had another amazing event recently, the golf day down there for Deadly Choices. We're going to talk about that very shortly as well. But this is the final week of our Junior Murray Carnival early bird competition. So if your kids are aged 5 to 12, keen to play some footy in the new year,
get them out there.
Yeah, you could score yourself a framed Broncos jersey.
Ooh.
Signed by Jarrell Yaey.
Well, I don't think it would be.
You didn't do that?
No, definitely not me.
Yeah, so register now. Be part of this year's Junior Murray Carnival, 18th and 19th at Redcliffe's Dolphin Stadium. It's going to be good. Deadlychoices.com.au for all of those details. Jarrell, we're left without football for a little while now, but of course we're on a high because Queensland took out the State of Origin, the worst Queensland team ever.
Oh, yeah, allegedly, yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was... Was a great skeptical, wasn't it?
Skeptical?
Spectacle. Spectacle. Yeah, look, it was a great spectacle for all Queenslanders. I was actually with Petro last week and, you know, got to celebrate a little bit, and we were talking about how good it was to be back, you know, to have that feeling of being back to normal a little bit, normality as well, being back in the stadium, but also, yeah, having that feeling back. I mean, it's hard when you lose two in a row Origin series. I wouldn't know personally, but I'm just saying that I could imagine it would feel
terrible,
you know, down. And I was lucky enough. I got to speak with a lot of the boys daily. I spoke to Gags about how important it was to, you know, to get one back. Because you know what, when you get on a run, I think, especially in Origin, and Pret can talk about this as well. You know, I was a part of the six in a row of, you know, the eight in a row. I was number six, but you just get on a run. And I think it's harder to, you know, it is hard to get there. But once you get on a run, you know, it's so hard to stop. It's momentum every year. So, you know, with New South Wales having that opportunity to make it three in a row, it probably makes Queenslanders a little bit more nervous, you know, to see is our eight in a row really in jeopardy here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good feeling last week. But look, sports is not over. We spoke to Chris Lynn yesterday on the Drive Show.
Oh, Lenny, what a champion.
And, you know, the BBL starting up again. So, look, it's not over, Queenslanders. Look, go out there and watch the Brisbane Heat and watch my baldy-headed mate Chris Lynn hit a few sixes. They've got a fair few new recruits as well out there. So, yeah.
Mornay Morkel. Wow.
Just
that is huge.
It's a big name.
Yeah.
A huge name to be put on the list for the Brisbane Heat. So, yeah, look, if you want to be impressed or if you just want to go have some fun, take the kids out there because it's also a great day at the Gabba. We know what it was like, you know, with the AFL here, being here as well and watching the Brisbane Lions and the, you know, the grand final here. So, yeah, it's sports is not over yet. And, look, we get to this time of the year usually and we're like, we want rugby league back already. It's only just finished. We get a shorter amount of time till they start next year. So, have no fear. Rugby league will be here.
All right. Well, let's keep the momentum going, Queensland. Let's get behind the heat at the Gabba, and let's hope the 2020s as awesome as we've come to know in years gone by. Jarrell, your thoughts on Origin at the end of the year? I know you're not a fan.
Look, I'm not a fan because I think it takes away, you know, how good of rugby league players they are. I think having that 5 to 6 weeks off for a lot of those players that don't play the game, it really showed in game one, I thought. And you know, I'm glad that Queensland won it, but you want to see that brutality. You want to see, that's what Origin's about. And I just think they lost their skill a little bit in the back half of the games.
Well, definitely in the first game.
Definitely in the first game. It was a bit rusty, but yeah, I think having the games in the middle of the year for, you know, it's honestly the best thing, you know, for promoters as well. I think, you know, they know when it's going to be on. You know, I think there should be standalone weeks.
Three in a row?
Oh, I'm not sure about three in a row. I was talking to a lot of the players as well.
They're
bashed and beaten up. Yeah, and look, it's good for the bonding because you get a squad of 30 in there and, you know, you keep that 30 in there, but it also is... It takes away from the how good of the footy they play. So look, I think we keep the same thing. Don't give the Broncos play the Melbourne Storm the week before the Origin would be great, because for Melbourne and for Brisbane it's not good. But I think going back to the normal way is probably the best thing. But having standalone weeks for it, look, I think having standalone, getting the best out of their players because they got a full preseason under their belt. There's probably at least half of that team that went on Mad Mondays and, you know, and enjoyed themselves. So you've got to make sure that they're at their peak of playing footy.
And making deadly choices along the way,
yes,
of course.
Yes, very fit. Very much so.
Eating healthy, all the rest of it. Another question, and then I'll get your deadly choice, Jarrell, but the idea of taking the Origin on the road, places like Perth, Adelaide, should it just be Queensland?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. Look, don't get me wrong. I thought Adelaide took great to the game. I thought they were a great, you know, and the year that we've had, it was probably the right circumstances to be there.
Yep.
Because everyone needed a bit of that. And the Adelaide fans really, really, really took it on and ran with it. And look, I love that, but look, if they want to watch Origin, they need to come to New South Wales or Queensland. They need to make that trip. We're not only making it better for the players as well, but tourism for Queensland and New South Wales, it's a standout for us and it's an attraction. You know, I don't want to see it go to Perth anymore. That's just my opinion. I think they've got a great Optus Stadium over there, but it's, yeah.
I'll tell you
it's
one
New
thing
South Wales versus Queensland.
I'll tell you the one thing I did like about it was the earlier start.
Yeah, no.
Much better than hanging
You know what? I don't think they
should.
I don't, for the players as well, I got a lot of feedback from a lot of the boys as well saying that the 7:10 start for them was a lot better because, and that's with, and I'm talking all NRL games. There was a lot of chat saying that they feel like they played better footy. They weren't as tired because that extra hour, and you know, Petro could talk to you about this. It takes that energy away from you. Yeah. You're waiting and waiting and waiting. So, yeah, I'd like to see the game be brought back to that 7:10 period. And we get our kids to be able to watch the game that they love and not put them to bed. So that's more for our, you know, young kids coming through who want to play rugby league.
Yeah, you play in the middle of the day and people will still be watching this.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Snap out of it,
but you know, my son who's coming, he won't be staying up till 8:10. He'll be going. He'll be going to bed.
Yeah, or he'll be sitting up all night gaming with you. One or the other.
Yeah, one or the other.
All right, this is Deadly Choices Radio. We are live from West End, the kiosk down here on Boundary Street. Jarrell Yaoye is about to give us his deadly choice, and I know you've been doing a fair bit of activity. I've been keeping up with your Instagram stories, brother, and you're also growing a
mo.
Well,
I don't know what you would call this. I'd call it a
extended mo.
what do you call the goatee?
Goatee.
I'll call it a moti then.
Yeah, it's almost like a, you know, a
I've given up shaving to make it stand out. But yeah, all for a great cause. Obviously, Movember is for men's health first and foremost. And if you're not,
how good is Movember? Just a way for people to have a bit of fun and break that stigma about talking about mental health.
Or to show you how bad your mates are growing beards. Because my little brother is 25 years of age and he still can't grow a good moustache.
Yeah.
He's had it for 2 months and it looks terrible.
We're talking furry caterpillar?
Like, I'm talking like it looks like I've shaved and grown one day and that's what it looks like. And I'm pretty hairy.
Yeah. I've got mates that... they have a crack and they start a bit early because they know they can't grow. But
no, definitely.
By the end of November, it looks like someone's shaved.
Someone
shaved a dog and stuck a few little bits on there. But at least they're having a go.
They are having a go.
Raising a bit of bungee for a great cause.
And if you can't do that, get 60 kilometres. Get fit. And which leads me into the deadly choice for me. Look, win the morning, win the day. That's the way I see it. That's the way I've always seen it. I suppose professional rugby league players will see it like that. We're training early in the morning. Not saying that this rig looks professional, but it's better than some. I try to keep it to the morning, and the earlier I do something, the better for me. And not only that, my favorite easy meal, steak, broccoli, pretty easy. The caveman diet, they call it.
Yeah, good quick tucker's always
great
important.
Tucker. And look, when you had a big day, on the drive, that 4 hours,
it takes it out of you, doesn't it,
brother? Takes it out of me. I've got to get home. My wife's pregnant, so I just want to cook something nice and easy, and then go straight to the gaming room and give myself a chance to make sure that, I'm keeping those, my reflexes really quickly.
Well, you better get it in now, because as soon as baby comes, there'll be none of that, mate.
No. He'll be doing what he's told.
All right, Gerald. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us
here,
mate.
On Deadly Choices Radio. Knock 'em dead on the drive show today.
Will do, mate.
Give Tari some help for a change, will you?
Fine. Yeah, and if you're not doing anything after this, guys, just hang around. You've got 3 hours of amazing stuff coming.
Yeah, you heard it here first, folks. The drive show with Tari and Gerald, right after Deadly Choices Radio. We're coming to you live from the kiosk on Boundary Street West End, and we're going to go back to the studio, but up next, the great one, the Queensland and Australian legend, Petro Sibanisiba. Stay with us.
Side by side, we walk along to the end of Gertrude Street, and we topple and muster for a quart. Thick or thin, right or wrong, in the cold and in the heat, we cross over Smith Street to the end of the line. Then we laugh and sing, do anything to take away the first went down in Charcoal Lane. Spinning yarns and telling jokes, now the wine is tasting good, 'cause it's getting closer and closer to its end. Have a sip and roll some smokes, we'd smoke tailor-mades if we could, but we just may do with some city street blend. Then we'd all chuck in and we'd start to grin when we had enough to do it again. But if things got tight, then we had to buy for Charcoal Lane. Up Gertrude Street, we'd walk once more with just a few cents short, and we'd stop at the builder's to see who we could see. Then we'd ride around until we score a flagon of MacWilliamsport. Enough a survivor of Chagrin.
You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio. Live from the West End Kiosk, it's Dan Rennie with special guest co-host Petro Sevenaceva.
Yeah, welcome back. We are live from the kiosk down here at West End Boundary Street, the 4AAA kiosk. Big thanks to brother Jarrell Yayi, and he will follow up our live broadcast with the drive show with Tari Olive. Well, our next guest needs very little introduction. Legend of Brisbane Broncos, Queensland, Australia, Petro Sevenaceva. How are you, brother?
Good, brother. How are you?
Yeah, good. How have things been?
Actually, yeah, been nice and busy. Yeah, from a Deadly Choices point of view, been very busy. Lots going on. We had some great events, obviously, in recent times. And then you and Gerard talking about Origin. How good was it? Yeah, it was good. I'm still smiling.
We don't have 12 months to smile about it. We've probably only got about 6 months to smile about
That's
it. Because I'm pretty sure Origin's going to return to mid-season. But, look, your thoughts on the series just to start with. And then I want to touch on the Deadly Maroons. But yeah. Queensland. What an amazing win.
Yeah, it was. And it was, amazing to be at Lang Park, Suncorp Stadium, in the crowd. I actually hadn't heard it so loud.
Yep.
You know, even from as a player, you know, when you're out in the middle, it's unbelievable how loud that crowd does get. But, yeah, that was just great to see a full house, to see so many Queenslanders, and mums, dads, kids, you know, people that had travelled from up north, out west, nearby as well, just enjoying the atmosphere and, inspired by, you know, what the boys did on the night. It was a wonderful series. It was an opportunity, I guess, where we had some injuries to some key players, but then all of a sudden we had an opportunity to blood some young guys, and it was just great to see them kick on and, just wonderful to see. And, we had a lot of doubters about the strength of this Queensland side, but, you know, we proved them all wrong, as we always do.
100%. The worst team, I said it at the top, the worst team in Origin history, according to Paul Gallen, but we don't normally listen to what Paul Gallen says.
Another beauty there, Gal, another clanger.
What did you make of those comments when they were first made?
Yeah.
And, you know, we always knew it was going to be used as fuel and motivation to spur this team on. I mean, if you're told you're the part of the worst team, you're going to lift it a little bit.
Of course you are. And, you know, you never can doubt the Queensland spirit. And we've seen it time and time again, you know. It's something that, you know, we believe in. We know that there's a special bond there for us every time you pull on that maroon jersey. So I guess to make those sorts of comments, it just goes to show that, you know, obviously they forget about, you know, what's happened in the past. And unfortunately for Big Gal, he was a big part of, a period for New South Wales where they lost a lot of games. And to make that comment, I mean, that just fired everyone up, didn't it? And it's just great to see those young fellas just take their opportunity with both hands and make the very most of it.
Yeah, look, it's there's certain things that you need to be a great football player, especially at Origin level. And these young fellas showed they had all those things, enthusiasm, courage, desire, whereas New South Wales sort of confused, I think, passion with aggression and a few other things that they don't quite get that Maroons do.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I loved it. I loved it, like the intent in defence. I think in game three, where the Maroon boys were just racing off the line and made it very uncomfortable for the New South Wales playmakers. And, you know, I thought our forwards were tremendous. We were very quiet in the second game, but look, I think we learned our lesson. And I thought they were outstanding, led by Josh Papali. He's just been in amazing form. A great leader for our Maroons pack. And, you know, you get guys like Kurt Capel who, you know, again, you get an opportunity but made the most of it, and just did Queensland proud. And, you know, what a performance.
Look, you saw as well some interesting selections from Brad Fittler playing blokes out of position. Mm. We saw Gutherson and Whiten struggle a bit, but I felt really bad for Isaiah Yeo as well, playing, you know, he's played all year and probably the standout for Penrith in the second row. He looked caught out and lost a few times there for the Blues.
Yeah.
Wrong call for Fittler to play these lads out of position, or do you pick the best blokes and hope they fill that role?
Yeah, look, I think depending on the circumstance, I think for New South Wales, I mean, you know, you've got obviously the luxury of having so many players to choose from, but you've really got to pick them in the positions that they're best at. I mean, what changing them around, it's foreign territory for them. They have to learn on the go, and you hope that they're good enough that they'll just adapt. But I think we've seen in this case especially that if you've got players that are in good form and they play in their usual position, why not pick them there?
100%. Now, Deadly Maroons, can you tell us about the night there and the winners, of course?
Yeah, look, it was fantastic to see Deadly Maroons winners who took part in our Deadly Maroons competition. It was fantastic to see them get an opportunity to come down to Brisbane and, for Deadly Choices to host them. It was a great tour of the Brisbane Broncos training complex, went out to lunch, and then obviously to tickets to the game. So, we had winners from all parts of Queensland, from up north, all out at west as well, and then we had some winners from the Gold Coast. So it was great to see, such a great spread of winners that got an opportunity to come down and experience what Origin was all about. And I tell you what, it was just wonderful to see them there. We got lots of photos taken, showed them around, and I think they were in awe of the whole experience. But again, to be in that crowd on Origin night, wearing those Deadly Choices colours, those maroon colours, it was fantastic.
Yeah, and of course, all the winners won that experience by simply completing a 715 health check at their local clinic. Now, Pet, we're right into November, and it was deadly to see brother Nathan Apo there on ABC the other morning.
He's a star, right?
That hair. I mean, that hair and the mo. He's got to keep that. It's a perfect look almost.
Well, it is, and I'm thinking he's using a fair bit of product through it too. Like, when you see him walk down the hallway, glistens in the sun. You think, wow, look at this fella,
And
I'm just thinking, I don't know what kind of products he's using. Some exotic oils from somewhere, I don't know.
I think he's rubbing, some sort of cream in there. It's looking too flash for just a regular Mo, but I think he wishes every month was November so he could sport that bad boy. But no, good on you, Nathan, and everyone participating in Movember. I did it last year. I'm doing, we've got the crew here at work doing some stuff as well. Jarrell's growing his... What do you call that? What would you call that?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I did see him a few weeks ago. I thought it was struggling a bit. But again, he might have borrowed some of
Apo's cream.
Some of that exotic oils. I think he has. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to grow a mow. Of course, you can participate in exercise like Tari is. She's doing the fitness challenge. Mm. As is the big boss Jai. I don't want to get in trouble here, but he's another lad that can't really grow a mow, so he's doing the fitness side of things. But no, look, good on everybody who is getting stuck into Movember. It's such an important cause, especially for men, Petro, especially guys like tough men who seem to be bulletproof, but we're not. We carry a lot of stuff inside of us, and to be able to open up and talk about struggles, mental health, all these things, it's so important.
Big time, brother. It's so important, and I think as we've learned over the years, and we all have different experiences, good and bad, it's just so important, to be able to speak up when there are times of struggle. And for me, I think that's the greatest strength. You show how strong you are as a bloke if you can open up and talk openly about something that might be challenging you. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think in the past where, I guess I think back to even my old man, the way he used to speak to me around, you don't speak about those weaknesses, you don't speak about those struggles because it's a sign of weakness. That's definitely not the case. And now as a dad, I've got two young fellas, and I always make sure that I have time to be able to sit down with them and have a yarn about what's going on in their lives. What's good, what's bad. What are the things that are going on? Because being able to talk, as just takes that burden, that load off your shoulders, and you can share that experience and get the help that you need. And also too, it's just great to be out and exercising, which is great. It releases those good endorphins. Those chemicals in your body that make you feel good and upbeat. Nothing like going for a walk, taking the dog for a walk, even kicking the footy out in the backyard with the kids, whatever it is, riding your bike. Just do it. Get out there and do it. And it definitely, as I said, releases those good chemicals within your body.
It is that stigma as well, or that, not showing your weakness in that footy side of things. It's always been drummed into you from a young age to never let the opponent show your weakness or never fear and all those types of things. So it's something we need to really, really change in this modern world. I mean, football and life are two very different things, and you need to be able to, not carry you know, what you do on the football field into your real life. And I think doing things like Movember, which is a fun, you know, it is a gimmick and it's a little bit fun, but it does get people yarning.
That's exactly it. And that's the beauty of it. And, it's, and you know, as he's mentioned there before, it's so good to see so many members of the community getting behind it, you know, and really opening that discussion, having that chat, and just talk about the importance of, you know, recognising men's health. This is things as blokes, you know, we just can't put in the, in a corner anymore. You know, we need to bring it to the fore, bring it to, you know, a discussion point where we can talk openly about it and not feel shame about it.
All right. Well, you can join the Movember All-Stars team, and the first 100 people to raise or donate $50 will receive a limited edition DC Movember shirt. They look mad as
they
well.
They look so good. They look so good.
Yes. Join the team at Movember.com, Movember-All-Stars. We'll get that link up on our Facebook page so you can join in. And remember, there is support available through your AMS or Lifeline 13 11 14. Brother to Brother Hotline 1-800-435-799, and many more hotlines you can find on the DC page. Well, we touched on the Junior Murray Carnival, of course, at Redcliffe this year, the Mighty Dolphins, your old stomping ground, Pat. You play plenty of football there.
Plenty of great memories, you know, and I just remember even being a young fellow, you know, sitting on the sidelines at Dolphin Oval, and, you know, you see all the great Brisbane teams come out there and take on the Mighty Finns, and, so many great players that I looked up to as a kid, and, you know, I remember there was a hole in the back fence there at Dolphin Oval, and I think a heap of my mates we always just sneak through there and, you know, just sit on the hill and watch our heroes go around. And that's where the dreams are made. You know, you start to think, oh, you know, one day that could be me. And for me, you know, it was just about coming up through the grades in juniors, and then lucky enough to play a bit of senior footy, and then got picked up by the Bronx a few years later. So, but again, that's where those childhood dreams started of playing rugby league. And, it's just wonderful to see Murray Carnival, Junior Murray Carnival, about how you see, you know, kids coming out from all parts of Queensland and enjoying and playing the game that they love. It is a fantastic event. It's just so great to walk around the fields and see the action, see the mums and dads get involved as well.
What do you think it is about, you know, the carnivals themselves that are so good for young people to be a part of?
I think, you know, definitely that sense of community, you know, playing with friends and family, but also too, you know, playing against, you know, other young fellas from across the community, you know, who might play against in club footy or school footy, whatever, but then to represent, you know, your mob. I think it's fantastic, you know, and I think the skill level on display, the toughness, the physicality, I just love it. It's just great, and, you know, and I'm really looking forward to getting out there on the sidelines. I'm most likely be running water. I think I might be jumping.
Not blowing the whistle.
I'll give it a go. But jumping on the mic. I think we're going to be having a few chats on the sideline and calling the game too. So really looking forward to that. But just to everyone out there listening, make sure you get your young ones registered to participate, because it is going to be such an amazing carnival.
Yep, registrations are open for under sixes, under eights, under tens, and under 12 divisions. The Junior Murray Carnival back January 18 and 19 at Redcliffe's Dolphin Oval. We're going to break for a song and we'll come back and wrap it up with the one and only Petro Sivanasiva. We're live from Boundary Street at the 4888 kiosk for Deadly Choices Radio.
Stories, a lot about history, some funny, some about heroes, and a lot about broken hearts. Some stories you can laugh at, some you shed a tear. Some stories didn't make sense at all, but now I know what they mean.
insurance for your trucking or earth-moving business? Over 40 years experience specialising in trucks, mobile plant and equipment. Total Insurance agencies pride themselves in providing quick and accurate responses to clients' needs. Phone or text anytime. 0409 626 724. Visit totalia.com.au. Be totally covered. You owe it to your business. Station sponsor.
His back against the wall. A broken hearted Marie sits alone. In his eyes there was a picture of his mom and dear old dad, and a sweetheart that he'd left away back home. It was there sat down by his side. He didn't seem to know that I was there. Then a conversation started between this chap and I. He told about the ones he'd loved so
Deadly Choices Radio.
Live from the West End Kiosk, it's Dan Rennie with special guest co-host Petro Sevenaceva.
And we are back with you live here from the kiosk down at Boundary Street, 4 Triple A Kiosk. If you haven't been down here, lately or at all, come on down and check out some of the amazing things happening here. There's something happening every day, whether that be some live music from the Whoopie Doo crew, Art Gang with the West End Community House and Dwayne Doyle. There's so much happening, and it's a wonderful space to be. So come on down and be a part of it down here in this little community hub that we're calling our space down here. Petro is with me. Petro's footy over for the year, but some changes happening in the background, especially for Broncos. Your good friend, Kevin Walters, stepping into the coaching role. It looks like the boys hit the ground running on Monday, first day of preseason. looked pretty hardcore.
It did.
Could you turn your head back to preseason footy, what that was like for you?
Brother, I can tell you what, you know, seeing those young fellas there running out there for preseason, it brings back lots of bad memories.
Bad memories, yeah.
But no, it's always an exciting time of the year, I guess, you know, getting back into preparing for the following season. But yeah, look, really happy for Kevy, and you know, given an opportunity, obviously it was a really tough year for all Broncos fans, and you know, the way that was all played out in the media, I guess it was tough to watch. But look, you know, a hero of the Brisbane Broncos, a guy that's won multiple premierships, has done everything, achieved everything in the game, now gets a chance to lead the Broncos. So, look, I'm really excited. I think, you know, for a lot of the old boys, a lot of players that probably hadn't been in and around the Broncos for quite some time, I think they're really excited to see Kevy get an opportunity to guide this young Broncos side. It's going to be tough, no doubt. You know, it's going to be some lots of challenges. You know, he's deciding on the roster, you know, what players that he'll use. Obviously, he's got to come up with a captain as well. So lots of decisions to be made in this preseason time of the year. But look, in saying that, as I said, look, there is just a lot of excitement around Kevy getting that opportunity with the Broncos.
You work with Kevin at Queensland level. Will you be asked to return to Brisbane to help out some of the young forwards? And I look at guys like Jordan Rickey and Ethan Bullimore, super, super talented, and you know, your experience could come in handy for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. I'd love to get an opportunity to work alongside the young players, and it was one of the tough things with COVID is that, you know, we actually couldn't sort of physically, you know, catch up with the young lads, because obviously it was really tough to watch, and it was a really tough time. But look, you know, if there's an opportunity for me to come and work with the young players, for sure, I'd love to put my hand up and you know, whatever advice I can give them. You know, and that was a great thing for me as a young fella coming through the Bronx, is we had a lot of great senior players who you could really lean on when you were struggling, or, you know, you weren't playing the best. And for me, it was something that they really missed this year. So, you know, I think there'd be a host of ex-players that definitely put their hand up to help out wherever they can.
I'm hoping yourself, Trevor Gilmoster, the Axe, few of you old boys come back and give these young forwards a bit of what's for. But where did it all go wrong for Brisbane last year? You know, I think Gerard was talking earlier about winning becomes a habit, losing becomes a habit also. Yeah, yeah. And how do they, you know, how bounce back in 2021 to the force that we know the Brisbane Broncos are?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, obviously they've got to try and put what happened this year behind them as quickly as possible. Take a lot of learnings. You know, I think, you know, there's an opportunity to learn from what happened. And I think for a lot of those young guys, they've realised that, you know, just pulling on a Broncos jersey, you can't take for granted, you know, and you can't just expect to play well week in, week out. It's about the work that you put in. You know, it was great the way the boys started the season. And then, unfortunately, you know, we come out of the COVID break. Yeah, we were just a different looking side, whereas other sides, you know, got the jump on us and were able to build a lot of momentum after that point, whereas, unfortunately, we just took, you know, 10 backward steps and the rest. So, yep. I think for the group, they've got to learn from it, put it behind them. It's about starting all over again. At the end of the day, you know, hard work wins games. It's about, you know, putting the work in, and I think Kevy's definitely going to have that in their mindset.
Pretty excited to see Albert Kelly pull on a Broncos jersey. He's got the training trial, but man, he's a talent, Albert Kelly.
We talk about X factors in teams, you know, and geez, when I saw his name come up in the media this week, I just thought, wow, imagine if there was an opportunity to get him out in the field, because he's a game breaker, and we've seen it. And the success that he had, obviously in NRL, but also too over in the English
UK,
Super League,
yeah.
he was something special over there. And I mean, crowds would rise to their feet every time he touched the ball. And certainly, you know, if he had the opportunity to get back here and hopefully pull on a Bronx jersey, he could definitely do the same.
All right, we're just about out of time, Pet, but as we always do on Deadly Choices Radio, what is your deadly choice?
Look, it's just, for me, getting out with the kids, you know, getting out in the backyard, kicking the footy, going for a walk, riding our bikes, whatever it is. It's just spending time with them and just exercising in a good way.
And what about a little tucker tip as well? Jarrell's go-to is the steak and broccoli. I was talking to you about how I love growing things in the garden, just pulling them out and chucking them in the fry pan and veggies and herbs and that. What about yourself? What's your deadly meal?
Yeah, I think now that we're getting into summer, like, I love my salad. So, you know, I love a bit of grilled chicken in a salad, a bit of beef all nicely sliced up, chucking that in a salad. Salads for me in summertime are really good. They're very healthy, nutritious, and also too very filling. So that's what I'm going to be getting into summertime.
I'm not much of a seafood man. I don't know why I don't get into seafood, but I've been giving fish a bit of a go, and it nails you. It fills you up, and it's very, very good for you, very lean.
Very good for you.
So salmon, you know, your fish, prawns, all those fun things. Crab, you can get crab in your salad as well. That's so it. Lots of healthy food options, seafood-wise.
That's it, exactly. And, you know, as I said, warming up, get that barbecue going, you know.
100.
Beautiful.
All right, well, that is us done. Thank you very much for joining us here on Deadly Choices Radio live today from the beautiful 4AAA kiosk here on Boundary Street in West End. I want to thank Jarrell Yayi and the big fella, Petro Simonasiva. Thanks, brother.
No worries.
Back to you, Mob, in the studio. Bye.
Suffer so much pain, as long as you can find the strength to get back up again, get back up again. It is better to have tried and failed than never tried at all. But when that battle sounds, I will answer to the call. So many years in the drought without a rain, but we must stand together. Times you can go too well, just so many lies a usurper can tell. I will bear my soul, for I've much more to gain. You can knock me off my feet, I will get back up again, get back up again, get back up again, get back up again. I will be.
curly hat and my high heel boots. In a day or two I'll be back on the golden plain. Well, I come to the city but I have me some fun from the lonely bush and the blazing sun. I'm going back now and forever I'll remain. There's a cute little gal whose eyes will shine when I get back there. I'm gonna make her mine. We'll settle to a peaceful life on the golden plain. I got my gun just stashed in the saddlebag. I got my wound up in spurs and I'll hold my swag. Old guitar and I'm taking on the westbound train. Yes, I feel at ease in the stocking suit, in my curly hat and my high heel boots. In a day or two I'll be back on the golden plain. There's a musical note in the whistle and whine. Soon be back in the mustering camps again. With the red-eyed range tugging in my hand. Gonna be careful, it's gonna be so grand. When a Mickey makes a break from the mob on the golden plain. I got my gun just stashed in my saddlebag. I got my Willoughby spurs and a Roma swag. Old guitar and a ticket on the westbound train. Yes, I feel at ease in the stockroom suit, in my curly hat and my high heel boots. In a day or two, I'll be back with the golden plane. I'll play the one note.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand at 989fm.com.au.